Well, welcome back to the Leading Where It Matters podcast, the podcast for dads who lead. And not every leader is a dad, but all dads are called to lead. And if you're a father who wants to lead well at work and at home, then this is the podcast for you. Now, today is one of my short solo episodes, and this is actually the last episode of season one. I've decided to do these podcasts in seasons so that I can make sure that each season is packed full of good content. And so this is the final episode for season one, and today I'm talking about what makes a good dad. That's right, I'm attempting to answer the question, what makes a good dad? And interesting is you're going to be really surprised, because the research shows that it's not what we think. And it's great news for those that are struggling to give their kids enough time. It's great news for divorced dads, for poor dads, and for dads who struggle to do things right. But it's going to be a challenge to all of us to lean in to our parenting in new ways today. So let's get into it. I have been trained in a whole bunch of different parenting and marriage material, and my wife and I have been delivering content to parents for years. I'd like to say sort of 15 plus years. We even have a charitable trust that works with families, and we've paid researchers to develop content for us, specifically for mums and babies. We deliver this content every week through our charitable trust. So we've been in and around parenting and families for many years, and not just in a casual way. We are heavily invested in and care about the future of families, and it really is a core part of who we are as a couple. And some of you will know that we have 6 kids and that we fostered 37 more. And much of our wisdom and what we teach has also come from that experience, along with, you know, all the training and the research that we've done. But lately, I have been deep diving into research around fatherhood, and I've been looking at the research outcomes from dozens of researchers from Europe, USA, Australia, and New Zealand, all on fatherhood, all looking to answer the question, what makes a good dad? How are dads important? And how do dads turn up in ways that matter? And what I want to share with you today are some of the things that research confirms that are actually just really, really encouraging, surprising and encouraging. And listen, the first is this. A good dad is not necessarily a masculine dad. All right, so there's this traditional view that, you know, fathers are good because they're masculine, you know, they bring this masculinity to the relationship, to the boys. And I know there's a lot of men would think that today, that to be a good dad, they have to be really manly, you know, to speak in this weird voice that I have, to raise their boys to be manly. But the research shows that being a manly dad is actually not a predictor of being a good dad. That when it comes to fathering, being masculine is not how you be a good dad. And in fact, the research shows that dads who make raising manly boys more important than their relationship with their boys, that they actually have more negative outcomes. What the research shows is that when the relationship between men and their boys is good, that then the boys were more masculine. Right, that then when the relationship between fathers and their boys is good, then the boys were actually more masculine. It's fascinating, eh? The research shows that the relationship is the most important thing. The research goes even further and indicates that the sexual orientation of the father, whether he's gay or straight, right, that does not increase or decrease the likelihood that their children will be homosexual. In fact, the great irony in this is that parenting aspects that have traditionally been seen as more feminine, things like being warm and intimate, and I'm talking about men now, I'm not talking about women, when fathers are more warm and intimate, that they are more likely to raise masculine boys. Fascinating, hey? So dads, being a good dad is not about being a masculine dad. Being a good dad is about being close and warm and loving. And the great news is, for dads who, you know, you aren't out there hunting and fishing, with your boys, or for dads who feel they should be more manly, being a more masculine dad has absolutely nothing to do with being a good dad. The other thing that's not part of being a good dad is being a rich dad or poor dad. Rich dad, poor dad, the outcomes are still the same. Whilst poverty can place heaps of stress on the home environment, it's the stress that actually can cause issues in the home. It's not about being the provider or being rich. Certainly a job layoff can result in a depressed dad, which does have negative outcomes for kids. But being a dad, being a good dad, is not about being the provider. And being the provider does not determine whether or not you are a good father. The research is clear on that. It's not about being the provider. It's about the relationship. Money does not buy you love or a good family. That is brought with relationship. And the more involved the dad can be, right, the more involved the dad can be, the better the outcome. The really cool thing is that children with highly involved fathers are characterized with increased cognitive competence. Right? I have to apologize. The researchers use big words. Right? So highly involved the children of highly involved fathers are characterized with increased cognitive competence, which means that they're more intelligent. They also have increased empathy. We're talking about the children here, right, of highly involved dads. They also have increased empathy, which means they're just nicer to be around. They also have fewer sex stereotyped beliefs, which means they're just not so chauvinistic. And they also have more self-control. These are the things, some of the things that come out of, that are an outcome of children of highly involved dads. Interesting name. So being a good dad is not about being masculine. Right, so get that out of your mind. It's also not about being the provider. You can relax about that, dads, if you're struggling to provide well. The other thing it's not about is how much time you spend with your kids. Now, this one's a bit funny, right? Because, of course, time spent with your children is actually really important. But children who have a secure, supportive, reciprocal, and sensitive relationship with their father, this is more important than the amount of time spent with fathers. So dads, it's not about having contact with your kids. It's about the connection you have with your kids when you're in contact with them. It's not about how much contact you have with your kids. It's about how much you care about your kids' world. It's not about how much contact you have with your kids. It's about how it feels for them to have contact with you. All right. So it's not about having time with your kids. It's about how that time is spent. Which brings me on to separated and divorced dads. What about you guys? Is being a divorced dad the end of being a good dad? And the answer to that question is hell no. The research shows that divorce is not the end of being a good dad, because the real issue is not the divorce itself, but the pre- and post-divorce conflict. The issue is not the divorce so much as it is all the pain and conflict around the divorce, and what the researchers all talk about is the important role dads can play in working to maintain a secure relationship with the child and to keep the relationships around the child as warm and nurturing as possible. And if this can be done post-divorce, then the outcomes for the child are much, much better. Listen, the research does show that there can be really poor outcomes for kids of divorced parents. But statistically, when dads are involved, when they look at all the outcomes, the extra internalizing and externalizing of bad behaviors in children, and when they look at this statistically, and they factor in involved dads, a dad being involved, the differences between kids, the statistical differences between kids of divorced parents compared with kids of non-divorced parents becomes insignificant, right? And so that's really significant for divorced dads, is just realizing that again, it's all about trying to maintain a warm and nurturing relationships with the child. And part of it there is actually about creating, being aware of, working towards the creating and maintaining a network, a warm network of relationships around that child. Here's something else significant. The research shows that when dad turns up, the way we turn up affects the feel of the room in an amplified way. And that is that kids react, for example, to angry dads in a harsher way than they react to mums who are angry, right? So angry dads, bad behaved angry dads have more of an impact, more of a negative impact on kids than mums who are angry, right? And the opposite is also true, that kids react powerfully when dads apologize, that when dads apologize in positive ways, when they look to bring destructive conflict to an end, when they are the ones that say sorry in a positive way and bring that conflict to an end, when they really mean it, everything is made better in the kid's life. And that when dads bring a conflict to an end, this it actually has more of a positive impact than when mums bring conflict to an end. Interesting, hey? There's also something research talk about, which is sort of hard for them to pin down, but they talk about how a father's belief and what they believe, you know, their vision and their hope for a better world, that these things all have an impact on how dads have an impact. Simply put, we are culture makers, and how we turn up matters. If a dad is present, how he is present really matters. I didn't understand this as a young man. I don't think most dads do. And I'm only just now fully comprehending it. But all any dad really needs to know that's true is that their presence affects the room. The single biggest issue for New Zealand families is how our homes feel. And it's not smacking, it's not divorce, it's not fatherless homes, it's not poverty, it's how our homes feel. And this issue is not being fixed with parenting courses, and it's not being made better with money. But I believe it will be made better when dads decide to turn up in ways that matter. Dads, we're culture makers. Every leader is. Mums and dads are culture makers in different ways. And if you're a mum who wants to know how to turn up in ways that matter, then attend one of our Hapai Whānau courses. I promise you it will challenge and inspire you to lead well as a mum, because mum, you are a leader too. You are a culture maker, and the way you lead at home matters. But this podcast is for dads. And dads, when we turn up, it matters. But how we turn up matters more. Hey dads, if you want to fix your family, download Culture Maker. Perhaps you're listening to this podcast and you're not happy with how things feel at home today. Perhaps your partner is unhappy with you, or she's annoying you in ways you really can't describe. Or perhaps you have a kid that's in trouble or making trouble. If any or all of this is true, and you want to fix your family, then download Culture Maker today. Things can often feel so messy and complicated, and sometimes we don't know how to engage. Well, Dad, the good news is Culture Maker is written for you. We all just want a family culture we enjoy coming home to. That's it. That's all we want. A family culture we enjoy coming home to. And that's why I wrote Culture Maker. It's an ebook, it's short, it's completely free. I'm not making any money out of it. It exists just to help dads. So download it today at leadingwhereitmatters.com/culturemaker. Say it again, leadingwhereitmatters.com/culturemaker, and let's fix our families. Now, back to the show. Dads, being present matters, but how you are present really, really matters. So here's the thing, dads. Being a good dad, it's not about being more masculine. It's not about being the provider. It's not about even the amount of time you spend with your kids, or even being in the same home. Being a good dad is about working to create a warm and nurturing environment around your children. which, as you know, is not just about being a soft dad, right? It's not about giving them money or giving them toys or giving them excuses. It's about working to create a healthy network of relationships around your child, which means connecting with your partner to find out what's going on and what's gone on, and stepping in a way that's positive and helpful and encouraging, which means dealing with conflict, which means having difficult conversations, which means having high standards, which means loving those kids unconditionally and knowing that they are loved by you, which means loving their mother if you still live with her, or partnering with her regardless, to make sure the relationships around those kids are warm and nurturing. And you can do that even when you're divorced. Listen, parenting is messy, and you can do everything right, and there are people listening to this and they've done everything right, but you can still have a divorce or still have kids struggle with anxiety and depression because they're being bullied at school or by, the social pressures from the device in their pocket or some other trauma. Being a good dad doesn't free your home from pain. But what the research shows, and dads, I want you to get this, you can do everything wrong, but you can still start to make things right by realizing that you are a culture maker. And by changing the way you turn up, you can change the feel of in your kids' hearts. You can change the way they feel. Divorced dads, I want to remind you that there is more damage done by pre- and post-divorce dysfunction than by the divorce itself. And the good news for some of you is that your divorce is not the end of you being a good dad. For some of you, it might just be the start. Your job, dad, is to partner with your partner or your ex-partner to maintain a positive and beneficial relationships, to maintain positive and beneficial relationships around your kids. If you focus on that, you can change the future for your kids. Guys, that's it for me today. Listen, if you want to engage with this content more, then I really do encourage you to download my free ebook, Culture Maker. It's a great little ebook that encourages men to focus on how they turn up at home. It's going to be undergoing an update with some of this new research added. And the best way to be a part to get that updated version or to hear about it is to download the current version, go to my website, just join my email group. On my website, you can either just sign up for the email group or you can download the Culture Maker book. Either way is the great way to keep in touch. And you do that at leadingwhereitmatters.com. Excuse me. That's leadingwhereitmatters.com. And this is, as I said, the last episode for season one. So I want to thank you for listening in. I really want to thank each of you that have made the time to stick with this, or any of those that have come in halfway through, or even just on this one. I haven't asked for subscribers or followers or any of that kind of stuff, but I really would like to ask for that. Yeah, I mean, hey, if on the YouTube, you can press the like button and the subscribe button, and you can like this on your podcast app. That stuff's all beneficial. The main thing I'd really like to have you do is to sign up to my email group, download my Culture Maker ebook, and that way I'm not going to spam you, but I can coach you and encourage you from inside your email and inspire you and help you at home. Listen, season two will be back January 19 is when I'm aiming to start that, January 19, 2023. And I've already done a bunch of the interviews with some great people far out. I've got some great talent, some great men interviewed already for that. Keep an eye out for that. I'll be letting those that are subscribed to my email know about that when that comes around. So to keep in touch with that, sign up to the email group. I'll see you in season two. I'm out of here. It's been great. See you next time.
Well, thanks for listening to the Leading Where It Matters podcast, the podcast for dads who lead. It's been great having you here. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget, you can download Culture Maker, my free leader's guide for young dads. It's leadingwhereitmatters.com/culturemaker. That's leadingwhereitmatters.com/culturemaker. Thanks again for listening. I really appreciate you tuning in. A new episode will drop next Thursday, and I look forward to catching you then.